From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn resigns. Flynn threw in the towel following widespread reports he had misled administration officials about his contacts with Russia. Flynn, a retired Army general, acknowledged late Monday he had, in his words, inadvertently briefed Vice President Mike Pence and others regarding his phone calls with the Russian ambassador to the United States in the weeks before President Trump took office. The president named retired Army General Keith Kellogg as his acting national security advisor. The U.S. Senate leaders are saying an investigation of the matter is likely. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday a meeting of the alliance's defense ministers will focus on the need of members to increase the amount of money they spend on defense. He told reporters in Brussels the countries boosted defense spending by $10 billion last year, but that only five of the 28 NATO members are meeting the target allocating 2% of their GDP to defense. New U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is traveling Tuesday to Brussels to join the talks. NATO leaders are due to meet later this year, and Stoltenberg said exactly what kind of language or proposals may emerge in order to help boost defense spending remain to be seen from that meeting and the one this week. U.S. federal judge who temporarily halted the enforcement of President Trump's temporary migration ban ruled Monday that the case challenging the ban itself will move forward. District Court Judge James Robard ruled earlier this month that people from Iran, Iraq, Syria, Libya, Yemen, Somalia, and Sudan who have valid visas may enter the U.S. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate is expected to vote Tuesday on President Donald Trump's nomination of former wrestling executive Linda McMahon to lead the Small Business Administration. On Monday, the Senate confirmed former Wall Street executive Steven Mnuchin to be Treasury Secretary, and he was sworn in at the White House. The New York Times newspaper reports that Russia has secretly deployed a ground-launch cruise missile that may be in violation of the 1987 U.S.-Russia Arms Control Treaty. The State Department would not directly comment on the report, but indicated concern over violations of another arms treaty. The U.S. Office of Government Ethics has released a letter saying the White House should investigate the public endorsement given by presidential adviser Kellyanne Conway to products produced by the president's daughter. Conway made the endorsement after a major retail store announced it was pulling Ivanka Trump's clothing line from its shelves. The endorsement by the high official is seen as a violation of government standards of conduct. The letter suggests Conway might be disciplined. The United States has designated Venezuela's vice president an international narcotics trafficker under its Kingpin Act. A senior U.S. government official tells reporters that Tariq Zaidan el-Assimi Mada controlled planes and drug routes and protected and facilitated other narcotics traffickers operating in the South American country. The vice president shrugged off the action, calling it imperialist aggression. He said it only deepens his commitment to the movement started by the late Hugo Chavez. El-Assimi, who was named Venezuela's vice president early last month, was the country's Minister of Interior and Justice between 2008 and 2012, and then governor of Aragua State for the past 5 years. According to South Korean government sources, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was killed Monday in Malaysia. South Korea's National Intelligence Service would neither confirm nor deny reports of the death of Kim Jong-nam. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reported Kim was killed by two unidentified North Korean female agents. The report says the agents stabbed Kim at Kuala Lumpur International Airport with poison needles. They then hailed a cab and fled the scene. Kim Jong-nam was once considered the heir apparent to lead North Korea, but he fell out of favor with his father, Kim Jong-il, after a failed attempt to visit the Japan Disneyland. The head of the U.S. Central Bank says the economy is improving. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen says it's improving enough to consider raising interest rates during the next few months. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.